There is a sad sentiment across Baghdad as several deadly car bombs claimed dozens of lives across the capital.
The string of car bombings that killed dozens here in Baghdad mostly targeted Shia areas. They even targeted a Shia mosque. No one came out and claimed responsibility for the attacks, but it is expected that these are attempts by Al-Qaeda and its backers to ignite a sectarian war.
One of the deadliest attacks happened on a minibus in Ur neighborhood. The blast left 11 people dead. Press TV took to the streets to see how Iraqis were handling the fatal incidents. They told us that they have had enough.
For 10 years, every day, there's been nothing but bombs. We want to see our future and our children's future.
These bombs show that the terrorists are getting weak. The government needs to increase its operations.
The increase of car bombings comes as the Iraqi army is in a battle with ISIL militants over Iraq's Anbar province. The fighting has caused 300,000 refugees to flee their homes. Political analyst Hashim Al-Kindi tells Press TV the militants are packing cars with explosives in the city of Fallujah in Iraq's Anbar province.
These days the army has taken control of the area, but the militants have placed several barricades around themselves. They are putting explosives in cars to send them to Baghdad.
In separate incidents in the northern city of Tikrit, gunmen shot dead a police colonel and a barber inside his shop. This comes as Iraq has been facing the worst violence it has seen in years, as official data indicates over 1,000 people died in the month of January alone. Serena Shim, Press TV, Baghdad.